More now on Consumer New Zealand wanting the Commerce Commission to investigate Airbnb and BatchCare over what it describes as unfair cancellation terms. Airbnb customer Marilyn experienced this firsthand and says she's pleased Consumer NZ is trying to challenge them so more people aren't burnt by the policy. She booked a trip to Canada for August of this year, but when the country went into lockdown, she cancelled 5 months before the visit. Marilyn told our reporter Charlotte Cook, despite that notice, she's been left thousands of dollars out of pocket.
I cancelled the booking in March as soon as I knew that, you know, international travel was going to be impossible, thinking I was giving them good notice for my cancellation. So then I approached Airbnb for a refund because I'd spent $1,200 on my booking fee and waited, and about 4 days later I got $66 back, which was hard to reconcile. I couldn't see how they'd reached that sum at all. I couldn't work it out. So basically that's left me feeling annoyed, frustrated and disappointed and out of pocket. And I actually think it's morally wrong.
You've lost over $1,000 in accommodation booking. In comparison to the total chunk of money you've paid, you've received this tiny little refund.
Yes, $66. When I said I'm not sure how they worked that out, I couldn't see the logic in that at all. And also, after all my emails, I did find out later when I appealed to them and said it was a morally wrong judgment they were making, I thought. It really was an issue for travellers at that time. No refunds were being offered, and it was a lot of money that Airbnb were holding on to. And I heard later that they actually paid my booking fee to the host for no service, which was the final straw, really. It was a nightmare because it really means that the host, being in Canada, could rebook my cancellation dates with an internal guest, still make twice the money for only half the work. So it's all wrong. It all just seemed to be in Airbnb's favour and certainly not in the guest's favour.
And that was Marilyn there talking to Charlotte Cook about the Airbnb and BatchCare policies.